welcome back to CFRC Live Sessions. Today in the studio, I'm really excited to have Squid Pistol here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you for coming. So you guys are a Kingston band that's really been making a name for yourselves around the local music scene with your high energy shows and great live sound. So again, they're going to be playing a couple songs for us today in the studio. But yeah, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So to begin, for listeners who might be hearing Squid Pistol for the very first time, who are you and how would you describe your music?
Well, we formed in about 2012 originally as a cover band, just for fun, as a hobby. And then everyone kind of went their own way, doing their own thing. And then in 2019, we kind of got back together again with a different lineup and started from there, and things took off. And we've had a little bit of a revolving door of members, but we've kind of found a really great mix of people currently, and I think it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm. Great. And yeah, how would you describe your sound to listeners?
So I think probably high energy, heavy. We're kind of leaning more towards like a punk grunge sort of feel, but we've done a little bit of everything, but it kind of always ends up feeling pretty heavy.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. Well, I sit here alone and I wonder why. Mentioned a little bit how you've had some members in and out of the band. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit how you've all know each other, how this band kind of came together.
Well, you want to take this one, Andrew?
Sure. I've played in several bands in Kingston, and it just happened to an opportunity came up to join Squid Pistol. I think it's been about a year and a half now. I've been playing with them, but I thought, well, you know, go in and sort of play with new people that I've never jammed with before, and so I give it a whirl, and it just ended up being a good mix.
Yeah, it's been a really good fit. I find we all have kind of complementary personalities, and we're all into similar music, which helps. So a lot of times when we're bringing songs to the table, it's something that maybe someone else has already thought of. And then in terms of songwriting, we kind of have like a similar style as well, yeah, which is, it's been meshing really well.
Great. Sure, everyone asks you this, but how did the name Squid Pistol come to be? How did this form?
So all of the bands that I've been in Kingston have had interesting names, and Squid Pistol is definitely on that list as well. It actually came from a name generator online, but it definitely stuck. It's a little bit mysterious, a little bit phallic, and which is kind of a little bit like us.
Nice. And it definitely sticks with you, that name. It's hard to forget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you guys have been performing in Kingston a lot now. And so Before we get into that, what bands or artists are really your biggest influences? And I know you do covers and some originals. So for covers, how do you select those? Who are your influences?
Yeah, so for me, it's influences. It's hard for me. It's more personally inspiration, mm-hmm. like a song that gives me like a feeling or a vibe. And then second of all, can I actually sing it? So, more so rather than an inspirational band that we're mimicking, that's mm-hmm. that's kind of not what we do. Yeah. It's definitely a range of different things that inspire me or us.
Yeah, for me, I've sort of all over the map with different styles of music. There's a lot of the heavier stuff when I was a couple years younger. Mm-hmm. Just sort of the newer stuff that's on the radio, there's some really catchy tunes there that, they sort of stick with me. And then just being in this band here, there's a lot of songs that I've never really listened to, and then it's sort of one of the favorites now that
we've ripped Andrew right out of his comfort zone. So
that's great. Yeah,
open the door to a lot of new music and mm-hmm. you know, songs that we were interested in, like early 2000s and even before that, and just kind of taking, you know, cover songs and making them our own, changing them around and things like that as well.
Yeah. It's kind of putting your own creative spin on things. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
mentioning, you guys are pretty well known around the Kingston scene for your live performances. So what is your favorite thing about performing live?
Definitely the adrenaline rush, making people smile. And, you know, performing live is hard, but, you know, once you get into it, you really look forward to it. It's kind of addictive.
Mm-hmm. And what can people expect from these live shows?
Oh, a lot of fun, high energy, a good time, singing along.
Yeah.
So for a while, we were really focusing on picking out songs that were from movie soundtracks. So that was kind of our thing for a long time. And we've branched out a little bit from there, but like horror and cult movies. So our entire set list you could find on a movie soundtrack.
Wow, yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. I love that.
Sort of a niche.
Yeah.
That we have taken on.
Mm-hmm. A little homage to the cinema.
Yeah.
Live shows, do you have kind of a memorable performance that you've done, or maybe just a favorite place you've played at, any funny moments you want to We
love downtown Kingston, and we love playing a lot of the venues, the Merchant, mm-hmm. the Toucan, some of our favorites, absolutely. And each time is different. Each time is unique. And I just find we're surprised every single time. You know, yeah. When the crowd is singing back with you, it's definitely great. And mm-hmm. any kind of anything specific, I think we're still waiting for that one moment. But every show is a blast. We have such a great time.
Oh, I'm glad to hear.
When you get the crowd participating and singing the lyrics at the same time, it's just, you know, it brings that noise level up, and it's almost like a high.
Yeah.
You know, just when everybody's just, you know that the people out there, like if we're performing well, people out there and enjoying themselves, singing and you know, just having a good time, that's...
Yeah, you truly feel connected to the audience. Yeah.
It's definitely a boost.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It's great. And kind of to end this interview, do you have anything maybe you want to plug? Anything you're working on recently? Shows?
Yeah. So songs? We just launched our new, we just launched a website, squidpistol.ca. And we are looking into, we're going to be doing some recording in the fall. And we have been doing our Hometown Haunt tour, which is basically playing at all of our favorite venues in town. And so we are playing this Saturday night at the Royal Tavern. And we've got a show coming up at Overtime. And then after that, the Toucan. And then again, the Merchant. So some of our favorite spots. You can catch us live downtown.
Perfect. Well, you heard it here. And again, I want to thank Squid Pistol for coming into CFRC today. It's been a true pleasure. And yeah, excited to watch you guys expand, grow, and we're looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Genevieve, and you're listening to The Kingston Curator. This is the show that keeps you connected with everything happening across Kingston's art, music, culture, and community scene. Whether you're looking for your next concert, wanting to discover local artists, or just trying to stay in the loop with what's going on around the city, this is definitely the place for you. All right. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Kingston Curator. This week, we've got a really super fun event to highlight happening right here in Kingston, of course. Now, if you've ever wanted to travel to Greece, kind of experience the beautiful culture, try the delicious food, listen to the music, or maybe even learn a little bit more about Greek traditions, you won't have to travel very far this weekend because Greek Fest in Kingston is back. Greek Fest is happening this Saturday, and kind of the whole idea behind the festival is to give people in Kingston a chance to actually experience Greek culture rather than just kind of hear about it, right? Throughout the day, there's going to be a full lineup of live entertainment, including traditional Greek music and dancing. There will also be Greek vendors, cultural activities, and even, get ready for this, some plate smashing, which I'm definitely interested to hear a little bit more about and kind of the history behind that. And of course, a huge part of Greek Fest is definitely the food, right? And there is going to be a full menu of Greek dishes available throughout the festival. So whether you already have your favorite or you've never really tried Greek food before, there will be lots and lots and lots to choose from. And I think that is just such an important part to this festival because food is a big part of learning about a culture for sure, because so many of these recipes and traditions are passed down through families and generations. So this is kind of a cool way to learn more about a culture and see some insight into this. So I think that's a really cool component to Greek Fest specifically. But yeah, Greek Fest, it's not only about having fun on Saturday, it's also about bringing people together and kind of giving back to the Kingston community. That's a really nice aspect to it because the festival will be accepting donations for a local food bank, so people coming out can support an important cause while also taking part in everything happening throughout the day. So that's also really something nice to consider. And that community side of the festival is what I really wanted to learn more about this week. Events like Greek Fest kind of give people a chance to celebrate their own culture and traditions for sure, but they also open up that culture to the rest of Kingston, right? So you don't have to be Greek or know anything about Greek culture before coming out. You can show up, try the food, watch the performances, maybe learn something new, and be a part of something really, really cool. There's also a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make a festival like this happen. Between organizing the entertainment, preparing all that food, bringing in vendors, coordinating volunteers, and making sure everything is ready for the crowds, there is quite a bit of work that happens before Saturday even arrives. So today I'm joined by Marina, who has been helping put Greek Fest together behind the scenes. And we're also going to be talking about how Greek Fest got started here in Kingston, what goes into organizing the festival, some of the Greek traditions people will get to experience, and of course, what's going to be on the menu? Something that I'm looking forward to. So yeah, Marina, I really appreciate her taking the time out of her day to join me on the Kingston Curator. So let's get into the interview. And kind of to start us off, for someone who has never been to the Kingston Greek Fest before, how would you describe the festival and what people can expect?
Oh, it's a great day. I think it's, you know, quickly become one of Kingston's favorite summer traditions. This is our sixth year of doing this, and it's gotten bigger and better every year. So when you come down, we have the street closed on Johnson Street. So there's a huge tent from Bagot to Wellington. All the entertainment is outside. We have live band from Toronto that will be playing all day long. We have dancers from Toronto that are here performing 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock. And then we also have amazing food. We have a food hall inside. So the main food hall is inside. There is a small food pita stand outside. And then Yeah, people come. They love eating. Obviously, we have tons of Greek desserts. So that's really what you can expect is it's rain or shine. We have a huge tent. And like I said, half of the festival is inside in the hall and the other half is outside. We have some vendors from Toronto, some Greek vendors that will be there selling their goods, some artists. So yeah, we're really looking forward to welcoming Kingston.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's always a super fun weekend, and I know it's loved by so many people here in Kingston, so we're definitely looking forward to it. And speaking of which, yeah, Greek Fest has become a pretty well-known summer tradition here in Kingston. So taking us back a little bit, how has this festival kind of evolved, and how did it really originally get started?
So it's actually, so we, let's go back 30, 40 years now. There used to be a tradition in Kingston that was called folklore.
Okay.
Where all the different communities would have, like, so the Greek church would have food and dancing, and the Italian club and the Portuguese club, and, you know, all over Kingston there'd be buses, and you'd have a passport and you would go all around to all the different pavilions.
Oh,
and it was a whole weekend. Yeah, it was called folklore. So we loved that, but you know, somehow that sizzled out. That was probably, I don't know when, probably the 80s, I'm guessing, maybe the 90s, probably the 80s it sizzled out. And then in 2019, some people in the Greek community thought, you know what, we should have a festival. We should celebrate, you know, the Greek culture. And in Greece, on August 15th is a huge day. It's they celebrate Mary, so and our church is dedicated to that. And so they thought, you know what, let's do it April 15th, and we'll have a big Panagiri, they call it, which is a festival. And so it started in 2019. Then, of course, in COVID, we could not do it. But then in 2021, we started again, and then it just. Those 2 years, the street was not closed. It was just all inside and, you know, in the little parking lot we have. And then we recruited a few people and we said, let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. And we made it bigger with the tent and the live entertainment. And so, yeah, every year it just sort of feels it's a great opportunity for us to welcome the Kingston community into our little community, mm-hmm. into our Greek community. And people love it because, you know, not all of us can go to Greece in the summer. Yeah. We'd all love to. But yeah, I feel it gives people just a little taste of, you know, being in a panagiri or a festival in Greece.
For sure. And I think it's so cool to hear how much it's grown. And yeah, like you said, to kind of bring that culture here to Kingston, get a little taste of Greece, because I agree with you. I would love to be in Greece right now, but now we can kind of bring it to Kingston a little bit, which is really nice.
Exactly.
And there's obviously, yeah, a lot that goes into making a festival like this happen for sure. So I'm curious to see or hear, how early does all the planning start for this? And kind of what does the process look like behind the scenes?
Yeah, so we started meeting probably in January.
Wow.
To start booking, you know, all the things that we needed. But really this week is the big crunch because, mm-hmm. you know, all our food is fresh, all, you know, it all has to be freshly prepared. So on Monday, you know, we had the volunteers, we had some, and all, you know, it's, we run with all our volunteers, which are amazing. We have, you know, and to be truthful, Jenny, that's my favorite part, is just watching the generations that come down. So on Monday, the older Greek women were there making kourabiadis, which are like almond shortbread cookies covered in icing sugar. And, you know, that's their contribution. They were mm-hmm. there. There's the group of them. They made, you know, over 800 of them. It was quite the line. Then we have, you know, the men like to take over. They're the barbecuers. So they're down there making souvlaki all week this week. They're down there cutting the meat fresh and putting it on sticks and marinating it. Oh. Then we have our younger generations that are down. Like the other day we had, you know, there's the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and they are doing our social media. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on all our social media, Greek Fest Kingston. They've been doing a great job. And so it's just really nice when you're there, just seeing how all the different generations are coming together this week,
yeah,
and helping to get it done, to make it happen. So a lot of prep goes in, a lot of volunteer hours go in, and we're so grateful for all our volunteers that come.
For sure. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of hard work from the volunteers, and I'm sure, yeah, this festival wouldn't be where it is without those volunteers. So I'm sure you're very grateful for all the love and support you're getting through them.
Oh, correct. And I want to actually give it a little special thank you too for the Rotary volunteers, because they come and they help us with the entrance, because the entrance is by donation to the food bank, to the Mission Food Bank.
Yeah.
So it's a great tradition. We started about, I think like 4 years ago now that we started doing that. And so, yeah, so we had a few of the Rotary volunteers come down and help us collect the food. So like last year, we collected over 1,000 pounds of food and
wow,
close to $5,000 in cash for the partners in Mission Food Bank. So we're really proud of that, that, you know, we're able to do our part for, you know, other members in our community that are less fortunate and need the help. And so, yeah, so it's become a really great tradition with the food bank, and people know and come. And I'm just amazed. I was at the door for, you know, a very short period last year, just, you know, standing there, and people were just being so generous. Like, people were coming with bags of food, and, you know, it's just amazing to see how the Kingston community comes together.
For sure. And it's nice to know that you're putting on a fun weekend, but also you're giving back to the Kingston community a little bit. So that must be a nice feeling for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
And I know you mentioned a little bit about the food here, but of course, we can't talk about Greek Fest without getting into one of its biggest draws, the food. So what are some of the Greek dishes people will be able to try this year?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, the most popular thing is the souvlaki. We have chicken and pork souvlaki, and served with, you know, our famous Greek lemon potatoes and Greek salad and rice.
Oh, nice. You're making me hungry.
I know. I'm getting hungry talking about it. So those are being barbecued fresh all day. You'll see the barbecuers outside. We have, like I said, that's the men's job. They barbecue. They're in the barbecue pit. And then the inside we have pasticho, which is like a Greek lasagna. It's got like noodles and meat sauce, and then a bechamel sauce on top. So that's quite popular. We have moussaka, which is eggplant and meat sauce and bechamel sauce as well. For vegetarians, we have yemista, which are stuffed red peppers. And so there are vegetarian option. We also have spanakopita, which is the spinach pie in the phyllo. So that's really our main food.
Mm-hmm.
And then the desserts. I mean, we can't get away without talking about the desserts here. So, you know, we obviously have baklava, which is always a big favorite. But we have fresh made loukoumades, which are the mini donuts.
Ooh.
That are covered in syrup and cinnamon. And they're the biggest hit. They get made throughout the day, fresh all day long.
Oh.
And then we have cookies. We have the kourabiadas, the almond cookies, and some really delicious orange cake that we brought in for the first time last year. We had actually imported it from Greece. It's an orange syrup cake.
Ooh.
And it was a huge hit. So we will be having the portokolopita again this year. And then we serve those with, we have frappe, which are the Greek iced coffees. If you've ever been to Greece, a frappe is a must. Or Greek coffee.
Wow.
So that's really the lineup. And we have chicken and gyros, pitas outside. So, you know, if you want a quick bite, we have pitas on the go. So just wrapped up and you can walk in with them. So, yeah. And of course, we're fully licensed. So mm-hmm. We'll have some Greek beer and Greek wine and other mixed drinks all happening as well.
Wow, my mouth is watering right now. That all sounds delicious. I know this might be a hard question, but do you have a favorite dish of all those? Or what's the first thing you're grabbing when you get there?
Oh, you know, I've been craving the loukoumades just because there's just such a, like, you know, they're just like, they're warm and they're covered in syrup. But So that's for me is my go-to for the okay. For the desserts. But for the main food, I mean, I just like a souvlaki. Like it's just, you know, the pork souvlaki to me is just a taste of Greece. Like, you mm-hmm. know, with the tzatziki. And if it's in a pita, we put them in a pita with tzatziki and chopped up tomatoes and onions and wrap it all up. So that'll be my go-to. I'll be getting a pita to start.
To start, yeah. And then
yeah, to start.
We'll see what happens, yeah, for the rest of the weekend.
Exactly.
But yeah, all that, yeah, truly sounds so delicious. And now once everyone has eaten a little bit, there's still definitely plenty of happening throughout the festival. So
yes.
What kind of live music, dancing, kind of other entertainment will people get to see as well this year?
Yeah, awesome. So we have the live Greek music. The band is going to be playing all day outside under the big tent, as are the dancers. The dancers will be performing 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock. And they're going to, after their performances, they're going to lead a Learn to Greek dance.
Oh, cool.
So this is the chance you have to come down and you get to learn to Greek dance from our dancers. We also have the church will be open for tours. So a lot of people really enjoy that because, you know, everybody has seen the Greek church from the mm-hmm. outside. It's right across from the public library and, you know, but not very many people have gone in. So people really enjoy that. We have the Queen's Classic and Archaeological Departments are going to be setting up inside as well. And they have some amazing artifacts that they have in their collection that they bring down to share from ancient Greece. They have some games that they play with people. We also have our museum. We have a little museum that gets set up with the history of Greek immigration into Kingston. And it shows the timeline of, you know, how and when the Greeks came to Kingston, which was, you know, like 40s, 50s, you know, a mm-hmm. big wave in the 60s. So we have that all documented. So people find that interesting. Yeah, so there's lots going on. We also have, oh, the vendors. We have a few vendors, so people love going and getting some shopping in, some little, some Greek shopping. There's, we have a new vendor this year that is going to be doing all food products, so imported olive oil from Greece, honey
oh, wow.
from Greece, some mountain tea. We also have a new artist that's going to be joining us. So she'll have a display up of her artwork and signs and stuff that she makes. So yeah, there's lots to do to just walk around and just check everything out.
Yeah, it seems like it. Truly lots going on. Very kind of immersive experience for sure. I want to ask a little bit more about the Greek dancing and kind of the history behind it. And maybe what people will see of, and I know you mentioned that there'll be a learn to dancing class. So kind of, yeah, more about how audiences can get involved and learn more about this really cool part of history.
Yeah, so the dancers, they have different, in Greece, there's all different regions with different regional dancing. So they will, before the dances, they tell people about what region it's from.
Okay.
And yeah, so they do the popular dances from the different regions. So, you know, they'll be doing the Zorba, of course, and a few other dances like that. They're also going to be breaking some plates, which is a first for
this year.
You know, we do it in our private little parties, but we decided this year we're going to get a case of some plates, and the dancers will be breaking plates, and and then they'll be inviting people up to join them in probably a kalamatyono, which is one of the easier dances to learn. And so, yeah, so they'll invite people up and they'll grab you if you look like you are interested. And so, yeah, so people get to dance. And then to be truthful, later in the evening, a lot of the local Greeks just get up and start dancing, which is awesome. And,
yeah.
You know, everybody gets up and dances with them because that's in Greece. If there's a festival, there's always someone dancing. So, so yeah, there's a lot of dancing going on throughout the day, whether it be watching the performances or being able to participate and get in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I think that is just so cool. Definitely a cool
yeah.
opportunity from the festival for sure. And I think that kind of leads nicely into the kind of bigger cultural side of Greek Fest. So for someone coming in who might not know much about Greek culture, what do you hope they take away from the experience?
You know, in Greece, we're very hospitable. We have a word called philoxenia, which means we love the love of welcoming strangers. And that's what really Greek Fest is about. We just want to welcome everybody. We're very proud of our culture. We're very proud of the traditions we have. Like I said, one of them is welcoming strangers into your home and showing them hospitality. And so we really look forward to letting people see that Greek culture hospitality mm-hmm. that we have and feeding them, because, you know, that's a very big Greek tradition too, is everybody has to eat. So, so we're just, we're thrilled that so many people come down and support us and that we get to share our culture with them.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, that definitely shines through throughout the whole festival for sure. Just your amazing hospitality and the amazing food, it sounds like. But yeah, that's just incredible. And yeah, I just was also curious, kind of how important is a festival like this for keeping those traditions, like you mentioned, kind of alive and passing them down to younger generations?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's so true. Because it just, you know, my parents immigrated to Kingston in the 50s. You know, I was born here. But this is how I learned about our culture, right? Mm-hmm. Was being part of the Greek community. And I love, you know, every year when we see the younger kids coming and participating and, you know, taking pride in it. Because as a kid, you're kind of like awkward and it's like, And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm really proud of mm-hmm. this. And so, you know, it's just our way of passing it down. And you know, the younger kids are there, they're watching, you know, I'm not going to say they're cooking because they're not. It's still the older generation is still in charge of the cooking. But it's really nice to see how, you know, how it gets passed down to the younger generations, the younger Greeks that are here mm-hmm. that are now second generation. You know, I was first generation, but now they're second and third generation Greeks here in Kingston. And so I think, you know, the Greek community, by holding events like this really does pass on that to the younger members of our community. So it's like I said, that's my favorite thing, is just seeing the inner generations mm-hmm. that come out to help. And, you know, maybe we don't see them all year, but they come down to Greek Fest. And so it's a win for everybody.
Yeah. And at the same time, you're opening those traditions up kind of to the whole city as well. So what has been the response from the wider Kingston community over the years?
Oh, we've just, you know, we feel so welcomed here. And, you know, we've had the mayor has come, the MPs come down, and, you know, everybody comes down and really embraces the festival, which is amazing. Like, we've had nothing but great experiences. City Hall is amazing. They really help out with, you know, the road closures and the parking and things like that.
Yeah.
It's quite logistically a lot to do. So we feel that the Kingston community just has been amazing support. We wouldn't be doing it without them. I mean, it's that simple. If we didn't see the crowds that we have, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. And of course, all our sponsors. We have like a great group of sponsors that really support us. And so, yeah, we feel very embraced by the Kingston community, and we feel like we're part of it. And yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, nice. And kind of bringing things back to this year's festival specifically, is there anything new or different happening this year that returning visitors should keep an eye out for?
So, like I said, we have a few new vendors, which is exciting. So people always like that. So we do have a few new vendors. We have the plate breaking, which, you know, might be the first and last year, depending on how it goes. I'm still not sold on it, Jenny. It's like, it feels a little dangerous to be doing it, but
it's a trial year.
It's a trial year. Exactly. So that might or might not be happening. Mm-hmm. And, the Learn to Dance is new as well. Like last year they did it just after one performance. And so then, but it was such a hit that we said, oh my God, we have to do this after every performance. So we'll be, so that's kind of an added lineup as well.
Oh, nice. And kind of after all the work that goes into putting the festival together, is there a particular moment during the weekend that you always look forward to?
You know, it's really just seeing the thousands of people that come down and enjoy themselves. And just, I love watching the kids running around and, you know, dancing and listening to music. And, it's just seeing, it's so rewarding, mm-hmm. To see the joy that we bring to those people that come. So that for me, it's just, it, you know, leading up all this week, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this. And then on Saturday, it's just like, you feel energized again.
Yeah.
Because all the people are there. And so, yeah, that to me is just the best part of it.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely seeing all your hard work pay off and yeah, getting rewarded with those smiles and just laughing. Yeah. I'm sure that's a great feeling for sure.
Yeah.
And finally, wrapping things up a little bit, for anyone listening who's now thinking about coming out, give us all the details. When and where is Greek Fest happening, and where can people find more information on it?
Awesome. So it is happening on this Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It is on Johnson Street between Bagot and Wellington Street, right across, right in front of the Kingston Public Library. And we are on all socials. So it's Greek Fest Kingston on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And we also have a website, so GreekFestKingston.ca, that has all the details, and you can have a look at everything that's going on, and our menu is there. So GreekFestKingston.ca.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Rena, for joining me today, kind of giving us a look at Greek Fest and everything happening this year. I really appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for bringing a little bit of Greece here to Kingston.
Opa, thank you so much.
Again, that was Marina, and I just want to say a huge thank you for her joining me here today on the Kingston Curator and giving us a little more insight into what people can expect from Kingston's Greek Fest this weekend. And just as a reminder for everyone listening, Greek Fest is happening this Saturday, August 22nd at 121 Johnson Street right here in Kingston. And again, admission is completely free, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I think this is definitely worth checking out. There's going to be so much entertainment happening throughout the day, including some traditional Greek music and dancing, along with vendors, activities, lots of opportunities to learn a little bit more about Greek culture and some of the traditions behind the festival. And like Marina talked about, one of the best parts of Greek Fest is that you don't really need to know anything about Greek culture before coming out. The whole point is to experience it for yourself. You can watch the performances, try something new, talk to people in the community, kind of just get a better idea of the amazing traditions that Greek Fest is celebrating. And of course, make sure you come hungry, because there's going to be plenty of Greek food available throughout the day. Whether you already have your favorite dish, or you just want to try something new, there's going to be lots to choose from, something for everyone's liking. And it's just a great event that is bringing another cultural celebration to Kingston. We have so many different communities here in the city, and festivals like Greek Fest give everyone a chance to come together and take part in the celebration. So I think that is such a cool experience and something definitely worthwhile seeing this weekend. And while admission is